From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States, Britain, and France conducted military strikes on Syria's chemical weapons facilities to punish President Bashar al-Assad for apparent attack last week. 40 people died. The strikes also were aimed at reducing Syria's ability to use banned chemical weapons. VOA's Jill Craig talks to residents and tourists here in Washington for their reactions to the strikes.
We close our borders. We trap them in Syria.
Outside the White House Saturday, demonstrators protested U.S., British, and French military strikes against Syrian chemical weapons facilities.
I think that this attack on Syria is just part of a long legacy of U.S. imperialism around the world and believing that we can dictate and control what happens around the world. And it inevitably always increases conflict, increases destruction, increases death and suffering.
Others say that the protection of civilians should be the priority.
Somebody has to stand up to try to protect the people of Syria, because we have too many children that were killed in this gas attack, and I think it's the right thing.
Russia's ambassador to the U.S. condemned the strikes and warned of consequences. Jill Craig, VOA News, Washington.
Four Islamic Jihad members were killed in an accidental blast in Gaza near the Israeli border. Meantime, protesters continued to demand an end to a decade-old blockade and return of Palestinian refugees to Israel, where their ancestors lived before being forced to flee after the establishment of Israel in 1948. UN officials say the big success of the pledging conference for Democratic Republic of Congo is that it put the country's forgotten humanitarian crisis back on the international agenda. This is VOA News. South Africans held a funeral for Winnie Madikizela Mandela, one of the most prominent figures of South Africa's anti-apartheid movement and member of the parliament from 2009 until her death earlier this month. Known to her supporters as Mother of the Nation, Madikizela Mandela was married to anti-apartheid hero and South African President Nelson Mandela. She was remembered at a service attended by nearly 40,000 mourners in her home township of Soweto in Johannesburg. The second annual March for Science was held on the National Mall here in Washington Saturday. More than 200 similar events were held around the world. The march took place after a turbulent year in science policy over the Trump administration. VOA's Steve Barragona has our report.
Chris Zarba retired from the Environmental Protection Agency this February. After 38 years at EPA, he says the Trump administration has been different from any he's seen.
I think across the boards we've seen a real sidelining of science.
As the Trump administration undoes what it calls job-killing regulations on climate change, water pollution, pesticides, and more, Zarba says industry has a voice, but science does not. Fear that science would be sidelined is why scientists took to the streets a year ago. March for Science co-organizer Caroline Weinberg.
There's been a real wave of science advocacy, and I think that what the March for Science the first time around did was bring that to the forefront of the public's attention, that there are all these people like ready to mobilize around something so important.
And she says scientists have remained mobilized in the year since the march. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has been attending the Americas Summit in Lima, Peru, spoke with reporters before leaving about a renegotiated NAFTA trade pact with Mexico and Canada.
I'll leave this summit. I'm very hopeful that we are very close to a renegotiated NAFTA that will be a better deal for the American people and will have the kind of fairness to it that will permit us to go forward in a productive, mutually beneficial relationship with the people of Mexico and the people of Canada. It's not done yet. There are still issues that need to be resolved, but we believe there is a real possibility that we could arrive at an agreement within the next several weeks.
Vice President Pence also said the topic of funding for President Trump's proposed wall on the U.S. border with Mexico did not come up in his meeting with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. Myanmar repatriates the first Rohingya family from the nearly 700,000 refugees who have fled to Bangladesh after months of negotiations with Dhaka and amid the United Nations warning Myanmar is not ready for their return. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. beautiful people. In these next 55 minutes, you're going to take a musical journey across the African continent and the diaspora. Today's show features current music. All of the songs, well, except for one, were released in 2017 and 18, and several of them are by young artists on the rise. There's Mr. Banana from Nigeria, Giovanni Kiyingi from Uganda, Called Out Music from the UK, and Tommy from Ethiopia, whose song also features South Sudanese artist LTD Bulbul. The one song that's not current is a 2003 classic from Zimbabwe that any and every African music connoisseur should know. Hint, it's by the late father of pop singer Amara Brown. I've also got music news for you and a feature song of the week from Ghana this time, Akwaba. All this is going to set you straight about what's happening here and there across the continent. So don't touch that dial. No, 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 no. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. We start the journey in Mali with the lovely Fatoumata Jawara. In this latest single, Nterini, she sings to her sweetheart who's left the family to go abroad in search of better opportunity. Nterini, you've gone so far and you don't want to come home. Why?
Nkanu tara yorojana are maso sima. Njarabi tara yorojana are maso sima. Nterini, nterini ngabedisa. Njarabi. I want to know.
Yeah. Hello, music lovers. That was Fatoumata Jawara from Mali with Ntirini, my love. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're at the top of Music Time in Africa. This edition is all about current music and rising stars of Africa and of the diaspora. Samuel Mwachukwu, a.k.a. Called Out Music, is one of them. He's a gospel music producer and a singer-songwriter from Hampshire, England. But he grew up in Nigeria and then moved with his family to the UK when he was 12. His music career took off when he started the gospel ministry Called Out, as in being called out for the service to God. That's where he got his stage name. Anyway, he has had two number one hit singles on some UK Christian charts since last year, and his popularity is on the rise. Your Mine was the chart topper in 2017.
Some people trust in gold and silver. Some people trust in mortal men. Yeah. I'll put my hope in the Creator. In his hands, I'm just a pen. Yeah. I know that he will write my story. This is my story. He will make everything work for me. This is my story. Though time may pass, I'll keep believing. His record shows he's never failed. Sweet Jesus, you're mine. To go solo, nobody can take me away from you, God. No matter what I do, see, I know by your grace that one day I will reign with you, and that's why I'm singing in Melai, Melai, and that's why I'm singing in Melai.
Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. All right, so moving on with today's journey in current music, here's a 2018 duet by two queens of African song, Charlotte Dipanda and Yemi Alade. Sista.
Best in me. It's on the bundle.
right. That was Sista by Charlotte DePanda of Cameroon and Yemi Alade of Nigeria. This is Heather Maxwell, your host and producer of today's program.
It's music time in Africa, y'all.
Next up, a composition by Manuel Wanji, also from Cameroon. It's called Today is the Day. And can you believe every sound you hear in this piece is just Manuel's voice?
Today is the day. Ready to celebrate.
Harmony.
Yes, that was Manuel Wanji with his a cappella piece, Today is the Day. The 2018 Ghana Music Awards just wrapped up. That's always an exciting event. And on a related note, my song of the week is also by an artist from Ghana. So let's go there, peeps.
And this is the song of the week.
Okay, so now in the studio is Kwame Ofori.
Hey, Heather.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. It's good to have you back.
Oh, yes.
So, Mr. Asante, You have selected the song of the week this week. Tell us what it is.
So, this weekend is the Ghana Music Awards weekend.
Yes.
A huge, huge, huge event weekend for us in Ghana and across West Africa.
Yep.
And so I decided to choose something that is Ghanaian.
And it has nothing to do with the fact that you are Ghanaian.
Well, who is counting? Who is counting? But yeah, I mean, it's Ghana Music Awards.
Yes.
It's a huge season of celebration of Ghana music and its impact on the global stage. And yeah, I chose this song because it's making huge, huge, huge waves in Ghana and across West Africa and in Africa and in the world. So the song of the week is, drum roll, Akwaba.
Hit it. Let's listen to it.
All right.
I love that.
Of course. And if you guys were on our Facebook, you would have seen Heather doing that Akwaba dance. With her foot, her hands, her head everywhere.
This is Akwaba. It is by Mr. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a couple guest artists.
Yes. Papiko Joe, Patapa, who is nominated. He was nominated for a Ghana Music Award. Mm-hmm. And then Guilty Beat, who made the beat. So,
made the beat.
Yes.
It's great. It's got an awesome dance. Check it out on YouTube.
Yes, please do. And it's a fun song.
Akwaba.
Oh, yes.
I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
On the Song of the Week. You got it, baby.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Gromoloji was a huge hit in Cameroon in 2017. It's by Kopo, who is a comeback artist. Now, today's show is all about current music and rising stars, But listen, when you can come back after 13 years of silence on the music scene, well, that's just amazing. And Coppo did that with this song. It's in Cam Franglais. That's Cameroon's colorful patois language of French, English, and local languages. It pokes fun at men who try to use big words to impress.
Mola, je wanda, je m'étonne que dans nos ways de francophone, constant les gens raisonnent bêta le French que les tonnes. Ils speakent avec des mots, comme des bidigos. Pour flasher un bidigo, tout ça pour chou comme un guilnou. On chatte que c'est trop. Alors, cela veut dire quoi? Cela veut dire que si tu y as l'écho des mots, c'est comme des mots pour un chameau. Alors, gars, dès que tu speak, tu joues les chics, c'est la panique. Les dogmatiques, les pragmatiques, énigmatiques, emblématiques, eucharistiques, paradigmiques, prophylactiques, copédétiques, étymologiques, apodictiques, c'est la reminadisa, la redynamina. La redynamisation des petits mots de base, c'est la reminadisa. La redynamina, la redynamisation des petits mots de base. Il y a un panda pour le school, il y a un panda pour la life. Dans la life, c'est mot de school, mais trop de school, ce n'est plus cool.
Papa,
même les whites qui sont les gachikas du French,
papa,
ne use pas dans les divas tous ces mots qui tinchent. Mets-toi le bantou, le négro ex-colonisé, à peine mondialisé, tu veux déjà whitiser. Avec les Robert et all les dictionnaires d'outre-mer, tu rends la grammaire de grammaire, mon frère, pose le cœur à terre. Le long crayon devant le peuple, noir capa avec le peuple, bêta mini pam pam, Mamadou et Bineta, les tonneaux vides aussi jouent déjà les doctas. Les systémiques, médianimiques, macaroniques, neurasthéniques, cyclotimiques, somnambuliques, madréboliques, amphigouriques, hypothétiques, stratosphériques, c'est la redynamina, la redisamina, la redynamisation des petits mots de base, c'est la redynamina, gna 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 gna, la redynamisation des petits mots de base.
Voilà, le Wiz, ça c'est stratosphérique, vous connaissez ça, faillez me pâcher moi-même, hein. Stratosphérique.
Stratosphérique. Les vidéos intellectuelles, telles que je n'appelle mêle, qu'on pourra même quoi, c'est du n'importe quoi. Mais qu'en franglais, nous qui les points plus que jamais. Car avec les pop mots du quad, même les whitey chalavions pour venir ici au Mboa écouter le vrai Toli. Voici alors le corrigé de la gromologie. Les mapaniques, l'emblématiques, forgetmatiques, morontoïques, maboyaliques,
académiciens,
l'endiocafiques,
je connais,
mougolitiques,
oh,
congosaïques, quaquatoïques, nos létypiques, c'est la redynamina, la redisamina, la redynamisation des petits mots de base, c'est la redynamina, nya, 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 nya. La redynamisation des petits mots de base. Un son mortel pour les immortels. Et ami Congo, Kobongo, Zabalon, Colombia, Valley, si Colombia, Jalan, 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 Jalan,
Jalan, Jalan, Jalan, Jalan, Jalan, Jalan, Jalan, Jalan.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Maggie, Margaret Sifas, and we're in LIB, and I'm locked down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa, VOA. Don't touch that dial.
Hey guys, the next three songs are all current releases in 2018. First, by Kenya's favorite boy band, Sauti Sol, and then, in second and third position, by up-and-coming artists from Nigeria and Ethiopia that you may not know about yet. Here's Sauti Sol with African Star, featuring Nigeria's Burna Boy.
You got it all going on with your body. You got it all, baby. Your papa, Uganda, your mama, Burundi. My African Star, baby, na umeungwa ukaumbika. Yeah.
sura shepu na tabia. So baby, tell me what you're into. With your fine face and your lips too. Ooh, and your hair, girl. Team natural, come see too. I wanna graduate from a stalker to your lover. I wanna graduate. Oh, 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 oh. You got a lot going on with your body. You got it all, baby. So I told you, meet me at the lobby. At the hotel, girl. Girl, you know what's going down. Every time I come around, girl, this time I'ma slow it down. Feel like I lost you, girl, but now you found. So don't be surprised when a nigga hold you down. So maybe tell me what you into. Hold up, let me tell you what I've been through. For ya, my life will be simple. For ya, but anything you say I do, 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 do. For
you got it all going on with your body. You got it all, baby. Your papa Nigeria, your mama Somali. My African star, baby, now. Meumbwa ukaumbika.
Sawa, sawa.
Sura shebu na tabia.
And your body shakana, body shakana. Girl, your pretty face and your figure eightana. Your figure eightana. You done make me face. Natamani kuku onana. Walai tuta onana. Baby, sita kasana. Make I give you banana, na, na, na.
Music Time in Africa, the best pan-African radio show. Titty heavy heavy.
Hey, lovies. If you're just tuning in, today's edition of Music Time in Africa features current music and up-and-coming artists. This next song is by an artist you've probably not heard of yet. He goes by Mr. Banana. I discovered his music on my Facebook page. Mr. Banana is from Osun State, Nigeria. His real name, Oyegbade Dumnininu. He's 26 years old, and here's his 2018 single, Gotta Get It.
You boom go me a girl, girl. I got a fine girl, me a girl, girl. For London, me a girl, girl. Overseas, me a girl, girl. Wonder, wonder, me a girl, girl. Me a girl, girl. Buy me do baby. Buy me do baby. Yeah. Buy me do lady. Lady. Buy me for lady. The time of day she go dance. In time of wine, she go wine. A lot of things I go buy. I'm gonna fly butterfly. You gonna fly butterfly. Nobody but you. Baby, only you. You gonna ginger you. You gonna enter you. Yeah, I no go lie for you. Now me go handle you. Now me go ginger you. Baby, girl, I be die for you, yeah. Perushi, quello di vento, Fasashi, quello Ferragamo, Agarigal, e Congo mi Agarigal, e Barongo mi Agarigal, e Congo mi Agarigal, Agarigal, e Congo mi Agarigal, e Congo mi Agarigal,
see me a get a girl. Wonder, wonder, me a get a girl. Me a get a girl. Buy me no baby.
Buy me no baby.
Buy me no baby. Music, yeah, yeah, yeah. How much is a girl? Yeah, and I, yeah. I no go lie for you. Now me go and do you. Now me go ginger you. Baby girl, I fi die for you. Yeah, Belushi, Belu Givenchy, Fasashi, Belu Ferragamo.
All right, hi peepas. This is Dr. Max, and you just heard Mr. Banana from Nigeria. Get on my Facebook page if you'd like and let me know what you think of that artist. Here's another up-and-coming artist, this time from Ethiopia. His name is Tommy and features South Sudanese artist LTD Bulbul. Tommy sent me this message on Facebook for you. He says, "Hello, African people. This is Tommy from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Shout out to all of you listening on Music Time in Africa. For all my fans, it's the right time to listen to my new song, She Don't Like, with LTD Boom
Boom.
She Don't Like by Tommy and featuring LTD Bulbul. This is Dr. Max.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, so we're featuring current music and rising stars in today's edition. But this next song is the one exception. It's a classic, though, from Zimbabwe, and it's by the late Andy Brown, Mapurisa.
Mapurisa, emuno muwarare, agati wanati chiputa mbaje, bakando mangara kuna maticha edu, ayuwi iwi chomoko chati mwata.
Hello, music lovers. This is Heather, and that was the late Andy Brown with his 2003 classic, Mapurisa. time to slow things down and turn to Uganda's traditional side. This is the title track of a brand new album called Amakondiri by Giovanni Kremer Kiyingi.
Aliwamani akosire muno agonze waburi muntu aliwamani aliwamani.
And you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
All right, lovies, I've got two more songs for you before we wind up the hour. Both are current hits by female artists that you may or may not know. In Malawi, a group of divas on the urban block, Fortune, Danish, Quin B, and Wheezy and Eve, recorded this song. It's called Ndadutsa Pompo, and it's a sassy comeback to another song, Wadutsa Pompa, by W Twice and Nepman, who criticize young ladies like these.
Delicious.
right. That was Fortune Danish Quinby and Wheezy and Eve from Malawi. Here's our last song, lovers. Vibe, a Nigeria-Ghana collab by DJ Cuppy and featuring Sarko Dien.
By my side, so don't be shy, baby. Brother, that man, Jamie, but we're doing a copy. If I'm a son for which you want, I'm a who's a mayor guy, baby. I can see you feeling me. Send me pen, I would Jimmy D. My trouble, let them see me can reply, baby. I promise on my honor, baby. Girl, I wanna bring you to Ghana for summer. Me, new with me, new baby. I said, baby, me, new baby. My truck, a concomer. On the pan, Jessica, you know I got what you need. I'm ready to give it to you. We have a customer. Can't be with me, how? But what did I bring me cool? Me, need I, baby, I'm a truck, you were one corner. Yeah, what pen I make a rock in your body for sure. I know you promise anything, me. I just wanna let you know, girl. Copy that.
I'm in love with you.
Was Vibe by Cuppy and featuring Sarko Dien. This is Heather Maxwell, and it's time to say goodbye. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks so much for joining me. Special thanks to Kwame Ofori for the song of the week, and also to Tomi, Manuel Wanji, and Mr. Banana for sending me your songs. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 20500 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio on Friday at 0905 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 UTC. You know, you can also find us online anytime at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people. Stay blessed.